death and suffering. Now, what's the big picture?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's book, The Dinosaurs of Eden. Well, Ken, on television we watch terrorist attacks and wars, and all of that's really brought home the reality of suffering and death around the world. What does the Bible say about such things?
Well, you know, Mark, more than ever, people are looking for answers. But how can you explain the fact that there's a God of love, and yet the earth's filled with suffering? That's why I think people are so troubled about the war in Iraq and terrorist attacks. You know, I remember talking to a New York police officer right after September 11, who told me that people were so desperate for answers. But, he said, they had the wrong big picture because of the false view of history they were taught at school. You know what that was? Evolution and millions of years of death and suffering before man. You see, he said to me that people really needed the true picture found in Genesis to understand death and suffering. That God made a perfect world. God said it was very good. But Adam's rebellion brought death into the world. You know, that's the key. Adam let it in, so to speak, when he rebelled against God. And the Bible makes it clear we've all sinned, not just Adam. And that's the basis of the gospel. Death invaded creation, but God loved us so much that his Son stepped into history to conquer death.
Some non-believers won't even listen to the gospel because they think there aren't good answers to questions about the Bible's history. Read Ken Ham's free series of booklets on the real history of the world on our website, answersradio.com.